817, I'm Larry Hansgen. We've got 37 degrees in Dayton. Big three things you need to know. Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. A body found near a baseball field in Harrison Township. In our top story, Pope Francis out of the hospital. Now, a long recovery will begin, but at least it begins at home in the Vatican as he's been released after 5 weeks of being treated for pneumonia. We'll have more details on that coming up at 8:30, but it is kitten season right now here in the Miami Valley and through much of Ohio. And Deborah Cribbs of the Give Them 10 movement is joining us, as she does every year at about this time, because it's a problem that is not going away. Deborah, what can you tell our listeners about kitten season?
Well, it is definitely kitten season in the Ohio Valley area. And what that means is that our local shelters are getting overrun with kittens, and they need your help.
What can people do to help during kitten season?
Well, the first thing, adopt kittens. Don't adopt one, adopt two. If you have a cat and your cat might be a little bit bored, get a cat for your cat. It helps the household. If you're not in the place in your life where you can adopt a kitten, go help at the shelters. Volunteer by petting and helping to feed them. And I think most importantly, if you see kittens, do not take them from their mother until they're absolutely weaned, and then help everyone by help getting those kittens fixed, spayed or neutered.
You know, I'm sure a lot of folks, Deborah, will come across cats out, you know, feral cats, if you will, and I'm sure the temptation is, okay, well, I'm gonna leave food out for them every day, and I'll just kind of, you know, just be their secondary family, if you will. But what should people do when they encounter a feral cat?
Well, that's a really good question. We generally say community cat. If you look at the cat and they're healthy, they live outside. Somebody's helping them or not, but they're healthy. If you notice that they have a tiny notch cut off their ear, we call it an ear tip. That tells you that cat's been fixed. As long as the cat looks healthy and you can feed the cat, keep going. Everybody's okay. But if you don't see an ear tip, it would be a super great thing to do to find a way to get that cat to one of the high volume, low cost spay neuter centers in your area. And Dayton, you have great ones, and help get that cat fixed, so the next time around there won't be more kittens from that cat.
Well, great advice at this time of year, and hopefully we'll help some of our listeners do something to help the kitten population this time around. Deborah, as always, it's a pleasure talking to you.
You as well. Thanks very much.